I was really struggling with that particular painting for a long, long time, leaving the panel on its own up on the shelf, and just not giving up on it because it was material, but I wasn't going to, the painting wasn't working, but I really wanted to get something on there because it went with the panel. It would fit the panel if I could make it work. It just took a long time. But without the dark underneath there, what occurred happened. I mean, it happened only because there was dark under there. It would not have happened. It just wouldn't have. Like that guy who uses dark gesso to start a painting, he gets all caught up in that pop and that contrast right away without developing it enough. But I had developed it and developed it and developed it and fought with it and fought with it and fought with it to get that dark. Just wasn't working. And then to be able to put light, layers and layers of light on top of it. And there are crevices in it. I mean, there are crevices in it where that darkness comes through just ever so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really the little intricate lines now, mm-hmm. instead of the massive dark. And the veins of it are still from that massive dark. So that's another analogy to what we in our own lives, we do carry those with us, the best of them with us.
And by the way, what you were talking about, the light and the crevices and the dark... Mm-hmm. The light that painting gets in that room is so interesting because of the windows and where they're at. And when I have the windows open in the living room, and when I have, like, through the piano windows, how it, in the stained glass windows, how light hits it. So you just get so many different perspectives.
Oh, I'm so glad. And, you know, I started painting that painting that eventually became dark way back in Maine. It would have been because I was in a forest that fall. And it was probably right after my mom died. She died in 11, and I went out that fall in 11 and just lived in a forest in a studio there that I was able to get through the Maine College of Art. And that September, Buddy was with me, and we would go walking. And one day I went out, I was there 4 weeks, so about the third week, I was noticing all this stuff around in the forest, these straight lines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful willow and I don't know, the forest there are just straight up with a lot of, they're pines, you know, and the foliage on the ground is very, very green and full of clover and little flowers, and it's just an East Coast in New England forest, and you can just kind of walk through those easily with your dog and all this stuff. But anyway, one week I started looking, and these yellow things were everywhere, and then white things were everywhere, and they were perfectly round. And they were just coming up everywhere, about the size of between a tennis ball and a golf ball. And of course, I got up close to them, bright yellow and white, and they were mushrooms, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were these amazing mushrooms that would just come up out of stone. I mean, like, what the hell? I mean, they were just like sea urchins or something, you know, that are just crazy wild. And there's just hundreds of them forever. And then I asked the Mainers, you know, that I would bump into about them, and they'd say, oh, they only last about a week, and the animals eat them and do all this stuff. Well, that image of a perfect circle with these forest, these lines, you know, really, really stuck with me. And that was when I was painting a lot of round mushrooms and a lot of... But that painting came out of that forest, that idea of a circle against mm-hmm. lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kept trying it, kept trying it, trying it.
Redo.
Yeah, redo. But it went that far back. Mm-hmm. But what I love about it, and I'm saying way too much about it, but what I love about it is that it took, what, from 11 to about 16? You've had it a couple of years. It took 5 years.
Just last fall.
Yeah, just last fall. But mm-hmm. I think I had it for about a year.
You did. You had it a long time because I thought it was sold.
Yeah, and I was talking to... Yeah, I had it for about a year after you got interested in it.
Yeah, I was talking to Maggie. Like, can you believe I don't have one of Mary's paintings?
Oh.
And then she was talking about one you were doing for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that inspired me to go home, and I got on your website. And I started looking. I'm like, no, that can't still be available because you had it hanging in back alley.
Yeah.
For a period of time.
Yeah,
and
it
like,
never went back out to California. Yeah. And I think if it went out to California, I think it probably would have gone.
It did go, because you shipped it from California to me.
Okay.
I called you. I texted you about it, and 5 days later, it was on my porch. That's very Mary of you.
Well, anyway, I just remember, finally, when it came to fruition, it was just like those little mushrooms. It was that perfect little ball of life, you know. And that's when it started.